We got a lot of fucking gummy worms up in here.
Too many gummy worms already
How
in the hot box.
How many gummy worms you got in your mouth?
I got 20 fucking gummy bears in my mouth. 800-893-9562. You're in the hot box.
Hot box.
www.skidrowstudios.com. Look for the hot box. Listen to the hot box.
If you're listening on the internet and you go on Facebook, there's a picture of Mary's butt in my face.
There is, actually. It was a group effort. We were trying to show off the merch provided by our wonderful host, and we also were trying to show you a little love in here. I put my butt in Mindy's face almost every single time I see her. It's how we say hello.
It happens frequently.
It does. It does.
So let us introduce our guest.
We've got Never Ender here to fucking dazzle us with some sick ass beats, some awesome shit. Welcome to the studio.
His name is Taylor.
Taylor.
Hi. I have a variety of stuff to play, and most of it's mine and some of it's not.
All right. Well, let's get down to it, man.
Do you want to start out with a quick DJ set to get these listeners in the mood?
All righty. All right.
into the darkness of night.
Very epic. We decided to start you out with some space age sounds from our dear and darling guest. Hey, Taylor, thank you. Thank you for the serenade.
Introduce yourself. Tell us what you do here.
My name's Taylor. Sometimes I go by TLR. I make electronic music, and I just released an album as TLR called Homunculus, and I have previously and in the future will release more albums as Neverender. Yeah. And I've got a new project called Gripped that I'm doing also. And I like to remix stuff. So got a lot of variety of stuff going on.
So you're a really all around dedicated music maker.
You're getting serious about it. Left and right.
Yeah.
That's what we love here in the Hot Box.
We really do. We're nothing if not fucking music fans, that's for sure. But it's weird when people, have you ever had anybody be like, oh, I just tune that out, like whatever song's on there. And you're like, how do you tune out music? How do you tune out a song?
Yeah.
Like, I can't ever do that. Whether it's like whether it's good or not. Like, I've worked with people that it's like we hear the same rotation of stuff, like at a corporate chain. And they're like, I don't even notice what we're listening to. And I'm like, I do. Like, I notice when it's good and I notice when I like, it's, I don't know. Like,
yeah, like when it's bad.
Yeah, either way, like you're like, you couldn't possibly not know that we're listening to like, that we've been listening to like a violin screeching or like something, you know what I mean? Like there's some people that doesn't even register. I don't know. I'm not like,
I hear weird noises sometimes, like the other day I heard this really low rumble noise, like almost so bassy you couldn't hear it. And I was like, what is that? Is it an alien? Like, Manny, do you hear that? I don't know. It sounded like there was like a spaceship flying over or something. And it wasn't a helicopter.
It was probably a spaceship.
Yeah.
It was like some cool bass though.
It was like a bass ship.
Yeah, it was a
the
base
epic
ship.
Base ship
from Planet Funk.
Wow!
So, what was that you just played for us exactly?
I played the first two tracks were tracks from my new album Homunculus, which is free and can be downloaded from NoboaMusic.com. And then I played a remix that I just finished of Ming and Ping. And that was a remix of their song, The Darkness of Night.
Ming and Ping?
Yeah, they're these Hong Kong twins that do spicy electro pop.
Awesome.
I just did a tour with them last June, and Mike Diva was really cool.
Oh, sweet. How was the tour?
It was really, really fun. And we worked so hard putting it together that after that tour, I decided I had to work on some non-Neverender projects for a while. So that's why I did Homunculus and Gripped.
Sweet.
That's pretty much the sweetest thing ever, is that another thing I just kind of remembered, but I was about to ask you if Ming and Ping were twins. Because there's the famous Siamese twins were, I think it's Chang and Aang, but is it Freaks? Yeah, Todd Browning's Freaks, that one movie. But when you said Ming and Ping, like I immediately thought of like the two
Siamese twins.
Yeah, totally. And so I literally was just like, God, like that'd be pretty sick though if like two Siamese twins like got down together and like made music, like made electronic music together.
That would
like,
be awesome.
I mean, they would have the same. They'd have more brain power, but the same like amount of hands. So like a live show would still be. You know, but still, I mean, that'd be, I don't know, like if you're always hanging out together, you could make music together.
That's yeah. True.
You're always going to, I mean, like, when are you ever going to not have time to like do something together?
No, I just, I don't know how I could fit it in my schedule.
Yeah, really. You're like, I'm supposed to be in Denver like for 2 weeks. I can't really be making music and going on the road with you. Siamese twin.
Sorry.
Actually, surgery is scheduled for a week from now so that I can go to Denver. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That'd be the kind of Siamese twin I'd be.
Like, get off me. Yeah. There's a 20% chance you might not make it. Yeah. I'm all right.
Oh, zing. I'm all right.
I'm paying for the surgery.
Yeah. You and I should just start dressing up like Siamese twins and just like do that act and just like one of us like threatens the other
like,
one.
Like walk around in the same surgery. Sweatshirt for a day and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just wrap the sweatshirt so that it's like, you know. Like a cardigan.
We could do an experiment. I could try to play drums with you. You could be my left hand. I'll be like, hit that. Hit that.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now. Anytime you ever want to say that to me, you're more than welcome to.
Hit my drum.
All about hit that. Yeah. No. But
yeah. So we got too many gummy bears. Gummy worms.
Yeah. We have too many gummy worms in the hot box. We have three. Well, now we just have two bags, but neither one of them is open. But still, two bags worth of gummy bears, and there were three, and it's only been like maybe 15 minutes of hot box time. That means it's a good show.
Why did those gummy worms disappear so quickly?
I don't know, because I put 20 of them in my mouth.
Why are we so hungry?
We'll never know. Yes, I think we'll never, never know.
So I got this cool Magicore sticker here.
Magicore. It's a way of life. I like that it's Magicore because I feel like that should have already been the adjective for magical. Like the minute I heard it, I was like, Magicore, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Magic.
It's actually it's a couple of different things. It's the name of this imaginary genre of music that I made up and I tried to make and I hope other people will make someday. And it's also the name of a blog where myself and four other bloggers post free albums from all over the world. And that is magicore.us.
.us. Would you ever sue if some like wizard lady slut had like magichorror.com? Like, would you be mad at her? Like she ripped you off?
You know,
like, because it's spelled out, it's totally different,
right?
And like, even
I've never
saying
thought
it,
of that,
but like, actually, would you sue? Like, do you not want a magic whore?
No, I think that the magic whore and the magic core could peacefully coexist.
Yeah, because there's tons of room for whores,
right?
Yeah,
it'd be fine.
And there's tons of room for different cores, but if there's no magic core yet,
whores and cores,
yeah. Whores
no,
and cores.
A new type of music. Whorecore. We got to start that, yeah. Mary. We are whorecore.
We are whorecore. Thank you for showing us the light.
You're welcome.
She's been making beats and I've been singing about chewing on the balls. So like, and these are real things that are cracking off.
Like
so
the real core.
Finally, we
what
have,
we got going on?
We got a core. We have a core. Yes. Oh God. Now chewing on the balls has a name. Is that how you felt when you came up with Magichorror? Like you felt like you were like, yes, like I will do well here now that you have like a name for what you play? Or were you more mad and punished yourself by beating yourself in the
door? Why did I do this to myself? No, I think I'm pretty into it. I like that idea. The mm-hmm. thing that's really weirded me out in the couple of, been 3 years since I think I coined that term, is my definition of it has gotten more and more vague, where I'm like, yeah, I guess that kind of works. Because originally it was a combination of metal, rave music, and Japanese pop music that has a concept story of an imaginary universe with like characters and settings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually totally.
That's very narrow.
Yeah, right? you started out like with like and larger, then you, and then you went right
I'll
into
include.
Like. And it may or may not exist. It's this song. You know what? You didn't hear this song. It's that magichorror that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Do you ever like bone to your music? I always ask that about musicians because it's like you play music. Like, do you ever like listen to it when you're like getting?
It may have happened at some point, but I wouldn't say that I've done it intentionally.
Oh, like the music was just on.
Yeah,
and you like, it wasn't like you were like.
Basically, what he's saying is he fucks so much that probability, chances are
his music
was playing at some point during that massive fuck fest that he's had.
Yeah, no, and you know what? That makes more sense.
MP3s on shuffle.
Yeah, you put, you know, 7 days worth of iTunes on and, you know, you're just getting, you know, you're fucking and sucking until the broad daylight. A lot of music, a lot of shuffling, a lot of rotation.
Like, I can think of the personality types of dudes that obviously fuck to their own music.
Oh, I can imagine that too.
Manowar.
Manowar. I hope they do. I fuck to their music. Loincloths and all. No, I had a guy once, like, I told you about it, where he, like, played a song naked on his guitar and, like, sang to me.
Oh, that's like, so romantic.
But it was, like, first thing in the morning, like after, like, a long-ass night of, like, long-ass night times. And I literally, like, I was, like, it was, like, an acoustic guitar, and he was, like, maybe a foot away from my face, and I was, like, belly, like, down on, like, face into the pillow. And all of a sudden, it's, like, glang! Ding ding a ding a ding a ding ding a ding, like this fucking, like,
was it like bluegrass?
It was like acoustic, like it was more like Homeward Bound, like Simon and fucking Garfunkel.
Yes.
Yeah,
Garfunkel.
Oh, fucking now I want to hear bullshit. That song. Oh man,
all I remember is it said a lot of like beautiful dun, 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 you're so beautiful, but like that's all I remember because that was like
first, yeah, you're like so beautiful.
It's like, you swallowed my cum and you looked real nice. You're so beautiful. That's how it went.
Whoa, core whore.
Yeah, whore. It's straight. Get it right in front of the eyes. Now we have to come up with like horrible, horrible names. Like
whore core. I think I wrote something about like.
Well, we're going to write about Planny P, the Planned Parenthood.
Get up on your dick or something.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we've got a couple. We got some good
choices.
I wrote
a song bitching out my neighbor that always bitches about me playing my electronic drum set. She should just be happy I'm not playing my real drum set.
Yeah, most people should be happy if they live right next door to you and they're trying to get some shut-eye. Because If you had your real drums like set up right now in your apartment,
oh man,
shit, it would
Dude,
be like.
I am always tempted to play my saxophone. Like, I need to bring my saxophone into the studio.
Oh, I didn't know you played sax.
I do.
Definitely bring that in.
Yeah, I'll add some jazz tracks to
Can you
the,
dress like Lisa
jingle.
Simpson that for that that time when you come in? Just like a Lisa Simpson, like the little pearls, and then Aww. Just walk up and down the street
playing
and just
sax.
Wail. Yeah, because you could do that. You could do that for
I think my
fun.
My
I
favorite
think I saw
song.
Bleeding Gums Murphy out on the street right before
yeah.
he walked in.
You got, yeah, we should.
Do I have a sax competition out there?
Yeah.
Someone else taking all the street
you should,
sax.
You should
sax
go like
money?
You should go corner to corner with some fool that's like playing the sax, and like two of you just like duke it out, like have a sax off
mm-hmm.
in Skid Row sax off.
I know, like every song from The Lion King, "Ed Wafer and Stranger," and
dude, you're fucking
Ed, what
dark,
child
man.
Is this? I know, like I got "Can You Feel the Love Tonight" down, so romantic. I need to serenade my boyfriend soon.
Do it when he wakes right, up. Yeah. Do it first thing in the morning when yeah. he's asleep.
I'll do like Elton John version.
Or do it like turn off all the lights when you guys are about to go to bed, and then just pick it up from a secret location, and then just stand over him on the mattress and just play "Can You Feel the Love Tonight."
You can't play saxophone quietly though.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like air sound really loud.
Yeah.
That's my really bad saxophone impression.
That was your, I thought that was just you having a seizure. Oh, it's the cutest seizure ever.
Aww.
So I figure what we'll do is, since these gummy worms need to be eaten first and foremost, and
the greens
and
need
the,
a lit
and the green,
lighten.
Yeah, mommy needs her greeny greens, and so does daddy. Daddy
We're
doesn't want to wait
do
too long.
What we do best here at the Hot Box, which is
have our wonderful
rock
guest
your world.
Play some songs. So enjoy it and enjoy your greens. Please eat your greens and smoke your greens for us.
Drink plenty of water. Go get yourself a glass right now.
You are just listening to Magicore.
Rockin'. Welcome back to the Hot Box here at Skid Row Studios.
This is the place where we like to time travel. We like to talk about time travel.
And we space, also like to time, continuum.
Come with us now on a journey through time and space.
The musical journey.
Of space time.
Of space time, yes.
Space time and music, they're all the same thing.
Very, very true.
Interwoven by vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed how, like, sometimes when you're listening to music, your perception of time will be severely warped? Like,
I do.
It's really strange.
Yeah, no, if you just spent 5 minutes just standing still, like, without listening to anything, it would feel like probably more like 10 minutes. But you could listen to a song that, like, a 5 minute song or music for 5 minutes, and it feels like it was just a minute. Like that one song, Hybrid Moment, the Misfits one.
Yeah.
I always listen to it twice in a row, almost every time. Unless it's like coming on like Pandora or whatever. Like I don't have a chance to like change or listen to it twice.
It's so good.
But it's so good, but it's so fleeting. Like it's not, it's like maybe like a minute and 45 seconds maybe, or 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's really short.
Super short. So I always end up listening to it twice in a row. But like, if I just stood there for 4 minutes or however long it takes to listen to it twice, I'd be bored as hell. Yeah. And it would seem like way longer.
I noticed this thing with drumming where I'm a drummer. And so practicing along with a metronome, sometimes it'll feel like I suddenly like it feels like it's slower than what it really is. And then it'll feel like it's faster, which obviously is probably just me like wanting to speed up. But I almost use the concept of time travel to like help myself get faster, because if I relax and take deep breaths and like kind of like try to slow my mind, I'm able to play faster because I'm more relaxed.
That's cool.
Also, this is like weird math stuff, but I've figured out how drumming is like time traveling, and my right arm is older than my left arm. Because when I play drums, my right arm moves around from cymbal to cymbal a lot more. And with Einstein's theory of relativity. So like if you have two bouncing balls bouncing the same, but one's standing still and the other's on a train, when they stop, they're not going to be bouncing the same. So it almost seems like even though like my right hand is moving from drum to drum, it feels like it's going slower than the left hand. And the left hand has to go faster because it's giving it momentum. So that's why my right hand is like time traveling versus my left hand. It is technically older.
Wow. Yeah. Which hand's older? The right one?
The right one, because it has been traveling space a lot more than the left. The left one, since it's like primarily sticking with the snare, mm-hmm. it's like not traveling the space. It's in space.
That's really deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to write a paper on it. I'm just I hate writing, but I'm good at it. But I hate it.
I hate writing, but I'm good at it. You're good at everything that you do, though. Like, literally, I've never seen you do something shitty or like be like disappointed in you in the
You've
outcome.
Never seen me dance.
I've never seen you.
You've never seen me.
Well, bands make you dance. Bands make you dance. I'll get you to dance.
Plenty of things I can do bad.
Well, it just depends on the dance. Like, what if I told you to do the wounded turkey? You could do that.
Just, like, I can do the lawnmower. Like,
yeah. The fax machine. You could dance. You could dance. Because you can drum. So
I
you
can
have
dance
to be able to
if
dance.
I want to.
You could leave your clothes behind?
My world. I'd like to leave my clothes behind.
You can leave your clothes behind. That's what it is, right?
I think it's leave your friends behind.
Oh, your friends behind?
Because if your friends don't dance.
And if they don't dance.
Because I thought it was because it's men without hats. I thought they were saying, like, take your hats and shirts off. Like, I've been singing like that forever.
Sense.
You leave your clothes behind.
You know that Radiohead song, No Alarms and No Surprises?
Yes.
For the longest time, I thought it was saying, because it says, no alarms and no surprises, please. Or silence. Okay. For a long time, I thought it was saying, no alarms and no surprises, salad.
I've totally done that before.
Salad. It's so deep.
So confusing. Radiohead.
It's all about the vegetables.
Yeah. I actually, I've probably listened to like every, not every Radiohead album, like the last two or three I haven't heard as much of, but like the first three or four, like, I've listened to them a lot, but for instance, Kid A, I know very few of the lyrics just because they're all recorded differently, and some of them are just like one word that he just draws out for a really long time. And so when I go back, I'm like, did I even hear this song correctly? Like, there's one on There's a song Rock Band that's really hard of theirs to do. Like, they have Creep on there, but I think everybody knows the lyrics to that one or can at least read them if you're playing Rock Band.
Yeah.
But there's one on there that I cannot believe. It's the one that's like, you can try the best you can. I don't know what it's called. It's on Kid A, but it, like, that song has
some...
The
best you can is good enough.
Yeah, but I don't remember what it's called. It's called some, like, it's not anything in the song.
It's The Optimist or something. Optimistic.
Yeah, I think it's Optimistic. Yeah. And so, like,
That one's
is a
really
difficult
fun to
song.
Play on guitar, actually.
I bet guitar would be fun, but Guitar Hero, maybe not.
What? Tell us a little bit about your setup, your gear. Well, this is what we want to know here at the Hot Box.
I just, I'm pretty stoked because I just acquired this 1987 Casio MG510, which is a Ibanez Stratocaster with a built-in Casio MIDI controller. And so I've been using that with Ableton and making some pretty crazy sounds. It's fun, but I haven't quite incorporated how I'm going to use it live yet.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also a guitar, like a real regular guitar. So, like, you can do stuff like run the guitar audio back to the computer and then control effects on the audio with the MIDI output from the guitar.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Are you into that or not? You're all noncommittal. You're like, all right, you know, I could see me doing that. I could see me, yeah. See me plugging a guitar into my audio. Yeah. Well, you've got like your...
I'm into tone. I really like messing with the effects.
Yeah. And the effects. Mass effects at all times.
I love chorus.
Chorus delay. Is a dope effect.
Yeah. I love chorus. Do you ever fuck around with like turntables or anything? Or are you mostly like with your soundboard and laptop? Like,
I use this MIDI controller called X-Session. And it's got a little crossfader and a bunch of knobs. Yeah. It works. Another thing I used to have a U-Rock guitar, and it's kind of like a keyboard more than a guitar. It's actually a Rock Band controller. And one thing that you can do with that that's interesting is assign different songs to different keys on the frets, and then you can kind of do like instant mashups by playing on the fretboard.
And it looks like the Rock Band setup where it's like, yeah, maybe it's five or six controller. Like, oh, it's an actual like,
yeah.
Oh,
and oh with but, five each,
but each button has a different song instead of having a different like.
Well, you can assign it because it's got, it outputs MIDI to the computer. So you can just assign, oh, this MIDI note is this.
How many buttons does it have?
I think 22, if it's like a 22, I don't know. I think it's 22 like a 22
button,
fret.
You rock guitar guys, don't test.
Well, it's how six many fake strings and then it's there's all the frets like it was a guitar.
Sweet.
Fuck. Well.
But I broke that on the second show of tour.
On purpose?
No, on accident. No. Because unfortunately, it's not really made in such a way that you can take it on tour. So that's why I'm stoked I got this Casio guitar now, because it's like a real guitar.
Oh, and you can actually take it.
Yeah,
take it on the road.
You can get a nice deluxe case for it.
It won't break.
Well, how did it break? Did you like...
I pulled the MIDI
cord. Did it have snow on it?
The USB cable out too much when I was dancing around while I was playing.
Oh, you were dancing around. See,
yeah,
it's hard not to when you're live.
That's true. Yeah, especially if you're playing a guitar and you're like, you're gonna dance around.
Playing a fake guitar out of a video game controller.
Yeah, you're probably gonna dance around. I mean, that's like Dance Dance Revolution, but with guitars.
Right?
Do they have that game yet? Is that a game yet? Just like
guitar dance.
Yeah, Revolution.
Guitar like toca la guitar.
Do the windmill.
Yeah, everybody.
20 points.
Exactly. Like, you have to do like the Angus Young, like little like Chuck Berry chicken walk. Like
at the end, you have to like swing it around your neck and back.
Yeah, really.
You, like slide to your knees.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I saw some weird shit. Like we're all getting older. We don't realize what's happening with the kids these days. There's a band that does this weird crab leg stance when they play. What? They're like noisy, like screamo Hot Topic punk. They're called Attack Attack. And they had like a video in like a YouTube corner. Like, you know how they have like the line of videos? And that was like the top one. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Because you can see it. Like the little way that they stand. Like they're like plie form playing guitars. And they're in like their little like Hot Topic gear. But it was a music video. And that's like their thing.
Their thing is to like
their
stand
thing is
a
to look
way.
Like they, yeah, their thing is to look like they're squatting like on something. But it's just air, and they're like playing guitar, and they swing their guitars around too. But like, I don't know, like they're huge. Like I looked into it because I was like, what the hell? Like I'm not crazy, right? These are American dudes that like are doing this. Like it's not like a gimmick that's like one of those weird, like it didn't quite translate kind of gimmicks from like when other countries have a band where it's like, that's weird that they're, you know, like.
What's that Viking metal band that would like always play like.
Oh, there's a Viking metal? Were they American?
Oh, aren't there tons of them?
Yeah,
there's... like every Viking metal band, they always like swing their head around.
Yeah, well...
They're like the windmill. I was in a metal band, so I know.
So Silent. Wait, not Silent. Plague Winds. Was that with all dudes, like the black metal dudes?
Yeah, that was. That's when I switched from using 2B sticks to 5A.
Because it was just a better choice.
Yeah, well, I went to Japanese oak, so they were like thicker, so they wouldn't break as much. And since they were thinner, I could go a little faster. But they're thick still, so they have the weight. Because I don't like the thickness, I like the weight. But now.
Yeah. Yeah. All about the
now I use
the
ProMart
weight.
Japanese oak Neopert signature sticks, which are kind of hard to find. But I bought a brick, so I'm good.
You bought a brick?
I did. A brick of sticks. Like a year ago, and I still got a good pile of sticks to choose from.
First of all, how often have you purchased bricks of sticks in your lifetime?
Quite a bit.
That makes me so happy because you are like a hard hitting fucking drummer. How many do you bring with you?
When I was younger, I broke more sticks because they'd be like
you shit
thicker,
sticks.
But they would be lighter wood, like the crappier American wood.
So basically, what Mindy is saying is, as a top shelf drummer,
Japanese oak.
She loves Japanese oak, and she loves the weight, not the thickness.
I like the
Don't
weight.
Don't get it
not
twisted.
I think that would describe more than just drumsticks.
Yeah, I agree. I love it because
that was a subtle innuendo.
Yeah, you're just like, I just like the weight, not the thickness. We never said it. Yeah, Mindy, you know what? I'm glad that you know what kind of wood suits you.
I know what wood I want.
Yeah.
And it's Japanese oak.
We should just get you like somehow sponsored by Japanese oak. Just
my
majestic trees.
I would love if some majestic trees sponsored me. Or ProMark, because
plus then you
I
could go to Japan.
Use your sticks.
Yeah, you could go to Japan and film the commercial and be like, when it comes to wood, I prefer the weight, not the thickness. My name is Mindy, and I approve this message.
Japanese oak has such stronger tree fibers; they hold together against my toughest hits.
Nice. You're already ready for it.
Yeah,
and I've been trying to. Well, I've learned it. Some Japanese, but I'd be scared to try and talk it to anyone who's Japanese.
Especially since you almost said Japanese just
because I'd sound like a 2-year-old kid learning to talk. Like me Mindy.
Me hungry.
Drum.
Me drum.
Me love you. What time is it? Ima nanji desu ka?
Oh.
Nanji desu ka.
Hattori Hanzo. Sorry. I'm ruining everything for you. I always end up doing that just from Kill Bill, like the one Sonny Chiba part, only because the way he says his own name is so great. Like, but I don't remember any other Sonny Chiba lines. So that's why I did that. That's why that happened. I wasn't just making up Japanese words. I would never do that.
Hey, so we're gonna go to NAMM, right?
I really want.
Oh yeah,
to NAMM.
You were gonna tell me about that.
NAMM?
Yeah, weren't you saying you were going there for something special?
Well, not really anything special in particular, but I think I'm going to go there. One of my friends told me he got me a pass, so
that
should be
awesome.
Fun. I enjoyed it last time I went. I'm checked out a lot of the new synthesizers and stuff. There's the Mini Brute was a thing everybody was into last year, I think. Looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Was it in Anaheim last year, too?
Yeah. I think they have.
Is it always
there?
Every
year. Yeah.
I've never been there, but I've only been in the LA area like 3 years. I need to go and try to get my drum sponsorship from Zildjian.
And the Japanese.
Because I have already purchased 5 20-inch Zildjian A custom crash cymbals. Top of the line. 5 of them. I've like ruined so many cymbals' lives.
In your lifetime,
I really need
5?
A new cymbal bag. I've had the same one since I was 18, and the leather on the bottom's about to fall off. So I'm going to go plead my case to Zildjian.
You should.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Yeah. They should sponsor the hot box.
They've made a killing off of you.
They have. I've broken so many other cymbals.
Yes, so the NAMM show is in Anaheim from January 24th to the 27th. And anyone that's a musician pretty much tries to go to NAMM, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, musician or like if you're into like the gear and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Or
like
the,
we
yeah.
should go. we could try to like find some people. It'd be a great opportunity to find new bands to bring on the show.
Maybe. That's true too. I mean, especially
we could bring the audience some more info on what's going on in the music world. Top of the line drums, because since that's what we specialize on the Hot Box. Yeah. Drum talking.
Drum talking. You know what? We actually do mention drums a lot.
I'm in the market for a new snare, so I'm a customer. I need to go there, and someone needs to like open my eyes, and we should like
you
go
know after the
find me the perfect snare.
When they're like closing down, you can actually buy a lot of stuff for really cheap because they don't want to have to pack up all the display stuff.
But wait, when are they like closing down? Oh, like closing down.
Oh, on that Monday.
When they're packing it up. Sometimes they'll sell you stuff.
Like at a discount just because like
they don't want to have to haul it all back.
Like one last thing they have to do.
Yeah.
Plus we run a radio studio, so.
Yeah, I mean, we actually use mics. We use like soundboards, all kinds of equipment. Like, yeah. No, definitely. But it'd be cool to go too, because like, every time anybody's ever mentioned going, it just seems like it's like a bunch of cool things to check out at once. As opposed to, I mean, and also if there's anything like new or innovative, that's always the best place to go.
Are we looking for a new council?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they have a good selection there?
It's different vendors and stuff.
I'm sure that they do, yeah.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of equipment there.
I'm looking for a good drum mic setup right now.
That would be cool.
You have like a total little list, huh?
Dude, if I was rich, like I would
never need anything again.
I'd collect every musical instrument.
Do you use a double bass pedal?
I do. Iron Cobra double bass pedal.
Yeah,
my girl.
Yeah, I know all my stuff. I have a Zildjian hi hat.
Dual chain or single chain?
I think dual chain.
That's the cooler one.
Yeah, I make sure
you passed the test, Minder.
I was like, let me think. Fixing it. When I first got it, I broke three of these like metal thick things. The springs, they just broke on me.
Damn,
three of them.
You fucking play hard, Mindy.
I do.
You play hard.
It's the retard strength.
That's cool.
Yeah, retard strength.
It's deeper inside me. Mm-hmm. Or crazy. It's my crazy power. I try to keep it all in and then release it.
How long does the average cymbal last you?
Probably like 2 years, maybe. It depends on how often I'm playing. Sometimes I've been playing more than other times.
Do you consistently break sticks during a show or do you make it through?
Not anymore, because I've found the perfect stick for like my hitting style. When I was younger and I would use the $5 ones that were super thick, but they were made out of like really thin, crappy wood. I would break a ton of those because they were so light.
Wait, tell them what you've learned.
I've learned that I like Japanese oak. I like my wood hard. I like it durable.
She says she prefers the weight and not the thickness earlier. She's
density.
Yeah. She's all about dense drumsticks.
Thick ones.
That's cool.
Is what I'm saying here. I'm particular and I have my particular cymbal setup, which is a Zildjian 22-inch dry K custom, because it has the ping. So if I do like diddles or I do cool stuff, each note is like very accented and separate. And that cymbal has such an awesome bell, and I use the bell a lot. I already told you about my love of the 20-inch A custom crash, and to match it, I have another 20-inch Zildjian Z3, which is a newer one that I just kind of upgraded. I used to not have that particular cymbal in that location, but I have to point out the reason why I have two 20-inch crashes is because in the case of an emergency, when I need a pair of crash cymbals, they're there because I love crash cymbals, and I am prepared if zombies ever take over the world, I'm going to razor blade the edge of my crash cymbals and like slice heads off, because I was in marching band. I can do all those flips and shit.
Perfect.
Mindy, you know why I love you? Because if we get to go to NAMM, like, or even if you just get to, like, I can picture you like finding a booth that's like, you're like,
I'll
you know,
like, can I play your drums?
You're like, I got this idea for these kung fu cymbals. You're like, if you would just give you 5 minutes of your time.
I'm hanging out with Mindy and Nam.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah. Man. Like, that. Yeah, oh. Dude, no shit. Well, especially since like you, I love the things that you nerd out on because they're like such a big part of you. And whenever you like talk about your drums, it's way cooler than listening to somebody else talk about like a hobby they have. Cause it's like, you are the drums.
Like some girls are like, yeah.
CB radio
I have this
hobby.
Boyfriend and he's kind of cool and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, listen to these cymbals I have. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, Nam, you heard it. So fucking yeah. Give us those passes.
Just hand them over because we want them. We really want them. And actually, we do care about
I
music.
I
want to
play drums for you.
Music.
Check it out.
Yeah, she's gonna bang the shit out of some shit. And she wants to do it. Sooner rather than later.
I like to hit things hard and fast.
Yeah, me too. Well, we're going to actually hit the bong hard and fast after a few seconds here. I've decided that I want to pack it up. Wait, did we bring a bong?
Oh.
We're going to be just fine. But we're going to do some time traveling and, man.
My right arm's going to get really old this
weekend. Her arm's
going to
be like way older.
Older than my left arm.
And we want to thank...
Thanks, Einstein.
We want to thank Taylor for coming on and playing us some of his tunes.
Give us a shout out of all your awesome websites and where our fans can go check you out.
Oh, man, I have a lot of websites.
Pick the top ones that, okay. That you think people should frequent.
nvr-ndr.com. And then there's Magicore. magicore.us. And then I've got a new project called Gripped. That's gript.me.
Yeah.
All right. So you heard it. You heard it, you guys.
We are the Hotbox. We got hotboxshow.com. We're on Facebook. We're trying to get 420 friends. So if you're listening, come check us out. Add us.
We
share post
us,
funny
like
stuff
us.
And we're cool.
Where else are you going to see a nug? As Morgan Freeman's afro. Where are you going to see that? Except for the Hotbox. That's why we're here. We're here to bring you the shit that you didn't even know was out there. That's what we. That's the kind of shit we post.
Mong Hang. Did you know about Mong Hang before this?
Yeah.
Don't answer if you live in Iowa.
Yeah. Or all of the assorted
or
wonderful
Omaha,
things we talk
Nebraska.
About. Guys never knew. And you never knew that Horrorcore, it's happening.
Horrorcore.
It's about to start happening. And it's
going to
happen right under your noses.
Hotbox is going to Nam. We're going to... blow that shit up. See you next Tuesday.
Bye, babies.
Jutty, jutty people, I said you jutty too.